This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to consider a scripture today in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 15 through 17. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This scripture within theological church circles is somewhat of a controversial portion of scripture. Paul's intent in writing this pericope is to encourage the believers regarding those who have died. He shares with them the fact that the dead in Christ are going to rise and they will see Jesus in his glory. Verse 17 has a very interesting phrase that we should consider, and that is, shall be caught up. Caught up comes from the Greek term harpazo, which means to seize upon, to snatch away. Hence, the term rapture. And so this portion of scripture details Jesus coming and taking the church away from this physical world. One thing that we must consider about this, I ran this most compelling article. The author expressed the notion of restrainer. The author believes that the spirit-filled church, as long as the spirit-filled church, their spiritual body of baptized believers in Christ Jesus, as long as the church is in this physical world, the Antichrist cannot come to the forefront. But as long as the church continues to preach and live out the gospel, the Antichrist is restrained. I tell you, if you just look at what is happening in the world today, if you look in the news, the newspapers, even your favorite news website, it is almost as if biblical prophecy is being played out before us in current news reports. I just want to share with you that being a watchful believer, we should be able to discern what is happening. Yes, God does exist. There will be a rapture. With that being said, we must prepare ourselves to see the Lord. And this is a critical reality driven by faith. And yes, I believe God does exist and there will be a rapture prior to the coming of the Antichrist. So then we must live our lives in preparation. We must live our lives in expectation of the rapture. The church is called out of the world to be different, to be separate, to be a peculiar people. And therefore, driven by the power of the Holy Ghost, we must navigate this world in preparation for the rapture. Yes, the rapture is the time where the church will be taken away from this world. And I just want to share with you, when I see what's happening in Israel, what's happening in the Ukraine, Jesus even says to his disciples in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he says, there will be wars and rumors of wars. I've shared with all saints that I believe that we are the Matthew 24 generation. Jesus says there's going to be earthquakes in different places. The King James says diverse places. Just the other day, I was reading during, as you have the Ukraine war, you have the Hamas-Israeli war, there were earthquakes, three distinct earthquakes in Afghanistan. All of this happening at the same time. I just want to urge you, walk in preparation, walk in expectation. If there's some things in your life that are questionable, get those things straight with God, and so that you will be ready to meet him in the air. Tell you, you do not want to be left behind. I want to meet him in the air. Blessings to you.